Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Sunil Verma with the Midday News. The headlines. India all set to host G20 summit in New Delhi beginning tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold more than 15 bilateral meetings with world leaders in next 3 days. World Bank lauds transformative impact of digital public infrastructure created in India over past decade. Government forms new central empowered committee to assist in matters of forest and environment issues. Maldives to go to polls tomorrow to elect a new president. And India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden to take on British-American pair of Joe Salisbury and Rajiv Ram for title clash of men's doubles event at US Open tonight. India is all set to host the 18th G20 summit in New Delhi beginning tomorrow. Global leaders continue to arrive in the city to attend the summit. President of Argentina, Alberto Fernandez, President of Nigeria, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, Prime Minister of Mauritius, Pravind Jugnauth, Italian Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, and Bangladesh Prime Minister, Sheikh Hasina, have already arrived. Minister of Economy of Mexico, Raquel Buenrostro Sanchez, President of European Commission Ursula von der Leyen, European Council President Charles Michel, Secretary General of Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development OECD Matthias Cormann, Managing Director of International Monetary Fund IMF Kristalina Georgieva, Director General of World Trade Organization Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala have also arrived in New Delhi to attend the summit. They were given a rousing welcome on their arrival at the airport and welcomed with traditional Indian folk dances and music. US President Joe Biden and UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak will reach New Delhi this evening. Bharat Mandapam, the main venue of G20 Leader Summit at Pragati Maidan in New Delhi, is decked up to welcome the heads of state and dignitaries. Now, let's go over to our correspondent, Suparna Saikia, who's at Bharat Mandapam, to know more details about this global event. Suparna, give us a sense of the atmosphere at Bharat Mandapam.
Yes, Sunil, all eyes are on Bharat Mandapam with just one day to go for the G20 Summit. Global leaders continue to descend on New Delhi, and this is being seen as India's time to shine and take the lead on the world stage. Bharat Mandapam reflects the strong position of India on the global stage with logos, cutouts, flags, fountains and bright lights. The energy at Bharat Mandapam is palpable, and even before the event, Bharat Mandapam has become a center of attraction for people. The world's tallest Natwar statue is witness to all the hustle and bustle under the clear blue sky today, along with hosting the summit, several exhibitions, craft bazaars, cultural corridor, digital India experience zone are set to give a mesmerizing experience to the delegates. Sunil.
And Suparna, what are the issues which are likely to dominate the deliberations?
Several issues ranging from food and energy security to clean energy transition, climate change and strengthening the capacity of multilateral development banks are likely to be advocated at length at the G20 summit. India assumed the presidency of the G20 at a time when the world is facing slower economic growth, Russia-Ukraine conflict, rising inflation, food and energy security and climate crisis. India is leveraging this G20 presidency to establish itself as a global powerhouse, advocating for the hopes and aspirations of many developing nations. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also seek to build consensus to reform global multilateral organizations like the United Nations so that developing countries such as India, Brazil and South Africa have a greater say.
Thank you, Suparna, for that update. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold over 15 bilateral meetings with world leaders in the next 3 days. Mr. Modi will hold bilateral meetings with the US President Joe Biden, Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, and Prime Minister of Mauritius Pravind Jugnauth at his residence today. In a social media post, he said, the meetings will give an opportunity to review India's bilateral ties with these nations and further strengthen developmental cooperation. Tomorrow, in addition to the G20 meetings, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral meetings with leaders from the UK, Japan, Germany and Italy. On Sunday, Mr. Modi will hold a working lunch meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron. He will do a pull-aside meeting with Canada and bilateral meetings with Comoros, Turkey, the UAE, South Korea, European Union, European Commission, Brazil and Nigeria. Our correspondent reports that a special musical night will be hosted at Bharat Mandapam for heads of state.
After hectic discussions over the G20 issues, world leaders will enjoy a soothing musical evening at Bharat Mandapam tomorrow, named Bharat Vajya Darshanam, that is the musical journey of India. Bharat Vajya Darshanam is envisaged as a sequence of instrumental music performances, wherein the audience will be taken on a 1.5-hour journey of India through the representative music of different states of the country. Several rare instruments such as Surbahar, Naltarang, Vichitravina, Dilruba, Rudravina and Saraswati Veena will be featured during the presentation. 78 artists, including 6 differently abled instrumentalists from all over the country, will present the musical journey, which includes 34 instruments for Hindustani music, 18 used in Carnatic music and 26 in folk music from different states. The artists in their traditional attire will play an array of traditional instruments. No Bollywood songs will be presented at the event, which is being overseen by Sangeet Natak Academy's chairperson, Dr. Sandhya Purecha, and directed by famous flute artist, Pandit Chetan Joshi. With Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said that the country's space program is now at an equal pace with the world's leading space agency, and the G20 presidency coincides with the country's glory in space. In an interview to Doordarshan on the eve of G20 summit in New Delhi, Dr. Jitendra Singh said that India is ready to lead the world in more ways than one. He said that G20 summit is happening in India at a time when India's flag is flying on the south pole of Moon, the first time any spacecraft has landed on the farther side of the moon, and the nation's achievements in science and technology, including the success story in COVID vaccines, are being hailed across the globe. The G20 Global Partnership for Financial Inclusion document prepared by World Bank has lauded the transformative impact of digital public infrastructure, DPIs, in India over the past decade. DPI has a transformative impact on India, extending far beyond inclusive finance. On financial inclusion, lauding India's DPI approach, the World Bank document notes that India has achieved in just 6 years what would have taken about 5 decades. The document highlighted the groundbreaking measures taken by the Modi government and the pivotal role of government policy and regulation in shaping the DPI landscape. It said, Jan Dhan, Aadhaar, Mobile, Jam, Trinity has propelled financial inclusion rate from 25% in 2008 to over 80% of adults in the last 6 years, a journey shortened by up to 47 years thanks to DPIs. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. The government has set up a new Central Empowered Committee, CEC, replacing an ad hoc expert panel which assisted the Supreme Court in matters of forest and environment issues. The CEC, initially established by the Apex Court in 2002, served as a watchdog for issues pertaining to environmental conservation and compliance. This comes shortly after the passage of the Forest Conservation Amendment Bill 2023. The centre will nominate and appoint members to the new CEC, comprising a chairperson, a member secretary and 3 expert members. Maldives will go to polls tomorrow to elect a new president. 8 candidates are in the fray. Ruling NDP-led alliance had won 58% popular vote in 2018. We have more from our correspondent.
Incumbent President Ibrahim Mohamed Saleh, who represents the Maldivian Democratic Party, will be seeking a second term in tomorrow's elections. With 165 international observers and monitors, the Elections Commission of Maldives has made elaborate arrangements for the polls. Apart from Mr. Saleh, 7 other candidates, including Ilyas Labib of the Democrats and Mohamed Muizu of the People's National Congress, are in the fray. Over 2,82,000 voters will be exercising their franchise across 574 polling stations. The elections will also feature polling stations outside Maldives, including at Trivandrum. Polling will be held from 8 a.m. and go on till 4 p.m. in the evening. Counting of the votes will come elections at 4:30 p.m. on the same day. The elections in Maldives are significant as the strategically located archipelago nation has been a close partner of India and integral to India's neighborhood first policy. For Akashvani News, Ahmed Muin Farooqi from Mali.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that active monsoon conditions are likely to continue over North Peninsula, Central and adjoining East India during the next 3 to 4 days. Heavy rainfall activity is likely over Odisha, Jharkhand, Bihar, Gangetic, West Bengal and Andaman and Nicobar Islands. The Weather Office has also forecast that heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely over West Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra and Gujarat during the next 3 days. IMD has issued a yellow alert for today in Mumbai, Thane, Palghar, Raigarh, Ratnagiri, Dhule, Jalgaon and Nashik districts of Maharashtra. Today is International Literacy Day. It is celebrated to remind the public of the importance of literacy as a matter of dignity and human rights and to advance the literacy agenda towards a more literate and sustainable society. Despite steady progress made across the world, literacy challenges persist, with at least 763 million young people and adults lacking basic literacy skills in 2020. The recent COVID-19 crisis and other crises such as climate change and conflicts have been exacerbating the challenges. This year, the theme of the International Literacy Day is promoting literacy for a world in transition, building the foundation for sustainable and peaceful societies. Under this theme, the day will be celebrated at the global, regional, country and local levels across the world. At the global level, a conference will be organized in person and online in Paris, France. This global celebration will include the award ceremony of the UNESCO International Literacy Prizes to announce this year's outstanding prize-winning programs. Meanwhile, UNESCO has called on governments to implement appropriate regulations and teacher training to ensure a human-centered approach to using generative artificial intelligence in education. To this end, UNESCO publishes the first ever Global Guidance on Generative Artificial Intelligence in Education and Research, designed to address the disruptions caused by generative AI technologies. The International Literacy Day is being celebrated since 1967. In a major breakthrough in the country's marine fisheries research, a team of scientists from the Central Marine Fisheries Research Institute in Kochi has decoded the entire genome of the Indian oil sardine, Sardinella longiceps, a widely consumed fish species. The decoded genome, which is 1.077 GB in size, contains 46,316 protein coding genes. The decoding was achieved through the next generation sequencing technology by a group of researchers led by principal scientist Dr. Sandhya Sukumaran. CMFRI Director Dr. A. Gopalakrishnan said the decoded genome will be a valuable resource for understanding the biology, ecology and evolution of the oil sardine and could be used to improve management strategies for conservation and sustainable utilization. In US Open tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden stormed into the men's doubles final, defeating French pair of Nicolas Mahut and Pierre-Hugues Herbert, 7-6-6-2 in New York last night. They will now face defending champion British-American pair of Joe Salisbury and Rajiv Ram for the title clash tonight. The women's singles final is slated between 6th seed American player Coco Gauff and Belarusian 2nd seed Aryna Sabalenka on Sunday. Coco Gauff defeated 10th seed Karolina Mukova of Czech Republic 6-4-7-5 in the last four, while Aryna Sabalenka defeated 17 seed Madison Keys of the United States 0-6-7-6-7-6 in the semis this morning. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India all set to host G20 summit in New Delhi beginning tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold more than 15 bilateral meetings with world leaders in next 3 days. World Bank lauds transformative impact of digital public infrastructure created in India over past decade. Government forms new central empowered committee to assist matters of forest and environment issues. Maldives goes to polls tomorrow to elect a new president. And India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden to take on British-American pair of Joe Salisbury and Rajiv Ram for title clash of men's doubles event at US Open tonight. And with that, we end the Midday News.